Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s independent presidential campaign.
More than 6 months before the election, President Biden appeared with more than a dozen members of the Kennedy family last week to receive their endorsement. It was hardly a surprise that many in the prominent Democratic family announced their support for the president. But the event indicated how seriously the Biden campaign views the potential threat of RFK Jr.'s campaign. On the same day his family embraced Joe Biden, Kennedy Jr. secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, Iran's supreme leader dismissing any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. A tacit acknowledgement few projectiles actually made it through to their targets despite launching a massive assault. Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery says either Israel or the U.S. may eventually be forced to destroy Iran's nuclear facilities.
I think the Israelis believe they can still do it. I think the United States is not 100% sure whether Israel can do it, but we're 100% sure we could do it if we had to. And we've always kind of hoped that this was a joint decision because the result will involve both our forces afterwards.
Montgomery was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. Residents of four Serb majority municipalities overwhelmingly boycotted a vote on removing their ethnic Albanian mayors from office following last year's mayoral elections. Today's referendum, supported by the West, was an attempt to defuse tensions between Kosovo and neighboring Serbia as both countries vie to join the European Union. Thousands of Colombians took to the streets in several cities, including the capital of Bogota, protesting leftist President Gustavo Petro's reform agenda. This is SRN News. Battle lines drawn over a cross in California.
An atheist group has succeeded in getting the city of Albany to remove a 20-foot-tall cross set up by the Lions Club more than 50 years ago. But the Lions aren't giving up, filing a First Amendment lawsuit with the help of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad Dacus, who heads PJI, says, quote, "The Constitution protects private entities from such blatant state hostility to those wishing to express symbols of faith and hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court ruled West Virginia's transgender sports ban violates the rights of a teen athlete. The 2-1 ruling from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the law cannot be applied to the boy who's living as a girl. The judge says offering the boy a choice of participating on male sports teams or abstaining is, quote, no real choice at all. The state says it will continue fighting to preserve the law. This is SRN News. A young brother and sister died, several people injured, some of them seriously, when a vehicle driven by a suspected drunken driver crashed into a child's birthday party at a boat club about 30 miles outside of Detroit yesterday. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodnow says the driver was taken into custody.
66-year-old female driver of the vehicle, who will not be identified at this time, has been taken into police custody for operating while intoxicated, causing death, and she's lodged at the Monroe County Jail. Additional criminal charges will likely be brought against the driver as the investigation proceeds.
The car plowed about 25 feet into the building around 3 o'clock Saturday. Medical marijuana can now be legally purchased in North Carolina with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. The tribe can pass rules permitting cannabis as a sovereign nation and a federally recognized tribe. More at SRNnews.com.